This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. A bidding war is underway in the airline industry. In February, the discount carriers Spirit and Frontier Airlines announced plans to merge. But now JetBlue has stepped in and wants to buy Spirit at a steep price of more than $3.5 billion. The deal, if approved, would make JetBlue and Spirit the fifth largest airline in the country. But are they a good fit? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
When one airline buys another, it's essentially gobbling up a bunch of resources that will help it grow fast. Henry Hardeveld is an analyst with Atmosphere Research Group.
Aircraft, routes, maybe access to a hub, and depending on the market, pilots and other employees.
And because all airlines kind of do the same thing, it may seem like any deal between two companies makes sense, as if comparing two airlines is like comparing apples and apples.
That's certainly the case with Spirit and Frontier.
Those are two budget airlines, apples.
JetBlue and Spirit are more like an apple and an orange coming together.
JetBlue is known for its brand name snacks and TVs on every seat. Spirit is all about cheap, no-frills flights. Customers pay extra for seat selection, drinks, and carry-on bags. And because of this, industry analyst Robert Mann says the two airlines have very little customer crossover, which means for JetBlue loyalists...
I think it would probably raise some eyebrows.
It could also raise eyebrows among employees. Jay Sorensen is president of IdeaWorks Company, an airline consulting firm. He says this is one of the trickiest parts of a merger.
Each company has its own culture in terms of its relationship with between management and the employees and the relationship between frontline employees and customers.
Then there are the time-consuming and expensive logistics, like aircraft overhauls and union issues. Safety regulations will have to be reevaluated and go through a lengthy clearing process. And whatever deal happens, Frontier and Spirit or JetBlue and Spirit could face antitrust scrutiny.
One of the things that the Department of Justice looks at is the overlap between two carriers.
JetBlue and Spirit have some, with a regional focus in the eastern part of the U.S. The DOJ might also look at how an acquisition could change the industry. And while this buyout could push flight prices lower across the board, it may raise Spirit's prices, narrowing the low-cost carrier space. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.